History of Ellora. Ellora has been inhabited from prehistoric times, being one of the oldest settlements in the whole Malaga region. From the summit of the Monte Hacho and the Monte Redondo, the sea can be watched for enemies. Both the Romans and the Arabs came by sea, whereas the Visigothices came over land. The town was incorporated into the Castile Kingdom in 1484 when it was regained from the Moors. Finally, in the 17th century, Ellora emancipated itself from the control of Malaga's government and became a fully independent town in 1628. Ellora is mainly an agricultural town based on single crop farming. This fact makes mechanization difficult and also limits production. The olive is the most important crop, follows by the orange and the lemon, one of the largest producers in all of Spain today. As for animal farming, the town has both large stocks of goats and sheep. The large areas of forestry that surround the town are also worthy of mention, in which the pine, the holm oak, and carob trees are the most prominent. The town has three train stations and a large number of streets that are well worth a stroll around. The area has abundant water that flows through the region and its main provider, the Gulleda Horse River. On its way to the sea, it meanders its way through the spectacular Gaitanes Gorge with the Caminito del Rey walkway hung closely to the rocky sides. Then there are the man-made reservoirs built out of the obvious need to have a supply of water. On top of all this, wherever the visitor may go within the municipality, they will come across footprints of past history, such as the necropolis of Villaverde or the mysterious cave church that the Mozarabs dug up in Barbastro.